Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into CVS Health, one of the biggest players in the healthcare space, and breaking down whether the stock still offers real value after its recent earnings beat and raised guidance. CVS has been on a roll lately, with its insurance business finally showing signs of stability, and that's helped the whole portfolio turn a corner. The company just posted strong first quarter results that beat estimates across pharmacy, retail, and the Aetna health plans, then lifted its full-year outlook thanks to better medical cost controls. At its core, CVS runs three big engines: the retail pharmacies and front store business, the pharmacy benefits management and health services segment, and the insurance operations through Aetna. With roughly 300,000 employees and a massive footprint across the U.S., the company has been steadily simplifying its portfolio, including the recent sale of the underperforming Omnicare long-term care pharmacy business. Looking at the revenue mix, pharmacy revenue still dominates at around $229 billion, followed by premiums from the insurance side at about $135 billion, with front store sales and other services filling out the rest. That diversification gives CVS multiple ways to grow, even when one segment faces pressure. On the earnings front, the first quarter came in well ahead of Wall Street expectations, and management raised the 2026 forecast as medical costs stayed in check and the pharmacy services business delivered solid growth. Adjusted EPS and revenue both topped estimates, which is why several analysts have already bumped up their price targets. Management highlighted that the insurance turnaround is gaining traction, with better cost discipline in government-sponsored plans and continued momentum in pharmacy services. They also pointed to automation initiatives in the supply chain that should improve efficiency and keep shelves stocked without needing as many staff. The tone was constructive, focusing on margin expansion and customer experience rather than just cost-cutting. From a balance sheet perspective, CVS carries a reasonable debt load relative to equity, and free cash flow remains strong enough to support dividends and share repurchases. Operating cash flow has been consistently in the $9 to $16 billion range over the past few years, giving the company plenty of flexibility. On valuation, the stock trades at roughly 11 to 12 times next year's earnings, which is still cheaper than many large-cap healthcare peers. The forward PE has compressed nicely, and with the raised guidance, that multiple looks even more attractive if the insurance recovery continues. Strengths include the diversified revenue streams and improving insurance margins. Weaknesses center on ongoing integration risks and past execution misses. Opportunities lie in further automation and pharmacy services growth, while threats include regulatory changes and reimbursement pressure. Overall, the positives outweigh the risks right now. Over the past year, the stock is up about 18%, though it has lagged the broader market at times. Short-term moves have been choppy around earnings, but the longer-term trend looks constructive as the business stabilizes. Running a discounted cash flow model with conservative assumptions around 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth puts the intrinsic value in the low to mid-70s range. That suggests the current price still leaves some upside if CVS can sustain the recent momentum. Plugging in the latest free cash flow numbers and projections, the model points to a fair value around $74 per share. With the stock recently trading in the mid-90s after the earnings pop, there's a modest margin of safety, but it narrows if growth slows. Bottom line, CVS Health looks like a solid long-term holding for anyone comfortable with the healthcare sector. The earnings beat and raised outlook show real progress on the insurance side, and the valuation remains reasonable compared with peers. If you're already in the stock, the recent strength is encouraging. If you're watching from the sidelines, any pullback toward the low 80s would make for an interesting entry point. Thanks for watching, and as always, do your own research before making any moves.